All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Kuf Chaf Zayin. Page Kuf Chaf Zayin, and we're picking up at the top of the page, three lines in. Kol Eila told us, Agai, we're supposed to remember again, so we've been speaking about the different levels and different dargas of Bali Gaiva, of arrogance. So all of these are the different levels and different aspects of Gaiva. HaMashiva HaChamim HaChar V'dayta Misakelas. It was, of course, the power, the destructive power of Gaiva, is that it goes ahead and it could confuse and uproot even the greatest of Chachamim. Right? Gaiva has a way often of putting emotion before intellect. Gaiva has a way ultimately of making us do irrational things. And even the wisest of all people, Mesira Lev, Rashi HaChachma, ultimately, again, it has the ability to remove even the most firmly embedded pillars of wisdom. So again, amazingly enough, he quotes over here the pasuk from Mishlei, where Shlomo Melech refers to a bal gaiva, ultimately, or as to gaiva as a toeva, an abomination. And I will say, now that's a very strong word, right? Toeva is used often in the context of immorality, and the notion that that same word is used over here in the context of gaiva is incredibly profound. How could giving us a window, giving us an insight into how incredibly destructive this mida is? The aid of Yavin, ki ein ha-gaiva, ela ivaron mamish. Well, so listen to this. You know what gaiva is? Gaiva is mamish blindness. It's complete blindness. A person asher in seichal adam roa chasronuso umakir prisuso. A person cannot realize his own deficiencies and does not recognize his own loneliness. Lowliness. It was an incredible idea. That's the destructive nature of gaiva. See, we often think gaiva is terrible because the truth is it's just a horrible way to interact with people. Right? People don't usually like being around bale gaiva. But he's saying over here the real destructive nature of gaiva is that when a person thinks that they're so great, they simply cannot see their own deficiencies or weaknesses. If a person was able to see what he really was and recognize the truth, if a person realized the collateral damage of gaiva, and a person was therefore able to see all of his negative traits and shortcomings, which we all possess, then a person was saying, the first step in growth is a recognition of your weaknesses. If I can't see my weaknesses, or I don't want to see my weaknesses, then at the end of the day, growth is virtually impossible. But halacha lamaisa, if I'm willing to go ahead and acknowledge the deficiencies that I possess, then the sky's the limit. That's why this gaiva, says Ramchal, is so profoundly problematic. Va'od nedabra mizeh. Interestingly enough, as much as we've already spoken a lot about gaiva, we're going to speak more about gaiva, because as we're going to see, that one of the last traits in Mesilas, one of the last midos, is anava, is humility. Now, understand, Mesilas Yesharim is based on the progression, the character development progression, or the spiritual development progression, as espoused by Rav Pinchas ben Yair. And the way that this works is, you go from step to step to step to step, each step building on the next. Now it's interesting to note, says Ramchal, that one of the last steps in this character midos development is anava, humility. Why is humility one of the last steps? Look what he writes. He says, "Asher mipnei hakoshi hagadol sheyesh b'hasagasa husma b'derei Pinchas min ha'achronos." It will say, because humility is perhaps amongst the most difficult traits to acquire, Rav Pinchas ben Yair put it at the end of the progression. And I begin to understand, why is it that humility is so difficult to acquire? Because Rabbi says, remember again, it's not because humility is difficult, it's really because arrogance is so difficult. I can't be a Bala Nova unless I'm willing to combat my Gaiva. So because Gaiva is so difficult ultimately to go ahead and eradicate, therefore Anava becomes one of the most difficult midos. We'll say now that we've finished with Gaiva, not finished with Gaiva, now that we've currently concluded our discussion regarding Gaiva, let's go speak about anger. Kas. Hine. We'll say this is incredible. Hine. So we'll say, understand what he's, just so we understand the context over here. The Ramchal's goal in this particular chapter is to highlight that if you really want to grow in life, you have to be attentive even to the smallest of details and appendages of chet. There's a lot of things in life that are wrong, and a lot of times what ends up happening is we're very careful with, like, the big stuff, right? But then the appendages and the offshoots of the negative traits, either we don't realize that they're problematic or we're just not as vigilant about it. Nikius says that if you want to grow, you have to try to attack sin in all of its vestiges, branches, and appendages. So what he's showing us throughout this chapter is ultimately, again, how many of the negative traits that we all know, right? It's not the pshat that, like, the jury's out on Gaiva. You know, is it good? Is it not so good? We all know it's bad. And we all know, like, dramatic manifestations of Gaiva. Just sometimes it's the more nuanced things that we're not as clear about. Same thing with Kas. Let's talk about Kas, anger, for just a moment. Hine yesha ragzan, shamra lo. So we'll say there's, so we know that there's the person who gets angry. And when a person gets angry, what does the Gemara say? Kalakois kilo ove levodazara. If a person gets angry, it's as if he is worshipping idolatry. We'll say such a dramatic statement. What's the pshat? So first of all, we know that at the end of, well, he writes, "V'hu hanichas al hanichas al davar shiyasu neged ritzono." Excuse me, "V'hu hanichas al kol davar shiyasu neged ritzono." So, what does this refer to? So, first of all, I understand the concept. Listen to me, if you get angry, it's like you worship idolatry. So, first of all, we'll say, what happened? All of us know, because I venture to say, probably all of us have experienced that at one time or another. You can get so angry at something in life that you lose control. That you totally, like, lose control. And you lose control of yourself. You even, like, lose sight of what it is that you believe in, that what's important to you, to the point that even your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be fundamentally fractured through this incredible, intense episode of anger. So we'll say, so look what he's... So the Ramchal defines... Who is this person who gets so angry that he forgets about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Listen to this. V'hu anichas. This is a person who gets angry. Al kol davar shiyasu neged ritzono. This is a person who gets angry every single time something doesn't go my way. Right? You hear this idea. So there are people who every time something doesn't go their way, they get angry. Now, listen, the truth is, that's not as much a kas problem as much as what? As a gaiva problem, right? That's a significant gaiva problem because sometimes a person thinks, I'm always right, I'm always correct, everything should go my way. And so when a person thinks that way, ultimately what occurs? So when something doesn't go their way, they end up getting angry. So anger is the manifest. Often, so this is why it's not haphazard that Ramchal is quoting both of these concepts back to back. Because often, a problem with kas is a manifestation of unchecked gaiva. Things have to go my way. There's a plan. This is how it should be. And when it doesn't, I get angry. He goes on, "Mismale chimo, achekvar libo kol imo va'atzaso nivara." And a person gets so angry, that he can't think straight. Right? So upset that all he sees is red. So upset that literally, again, he can't even control his reaction to things. V'hine, ish kazeh, listen to this, I'll say, ish kazeh, kedai lahachriv olam mole, im yihye yecholes biyado. I'll say, a person who suffers from unchecked anger would destroy a whole world if he had the power to do so. In other words, anger could be such a profoundly destructive midah that literally, again, had a person had the means to destroy a world, he would do so. Because we'll say, what's the problem with anger? Anger is when you allow anger allows emotion to take over, and intellect is totally subdued, totally put on the back burner. Vusartam mamish. And a person could lose all logic and all reason. It's actually a very strong word to listen to this. Kichol hachayos, pesh kuf chavchas, hatarfos. And a person literally becomes, well, listen to the description, literally becomes like a predatory animal. It's incredible, right? Like a predatory animal. What does a predatory animal do? What does it do? It attacks. That's what it does, right? That's its avoda. It attacks. A person could lose their seichel, mamash like a predatory animal. Ba'alav ne'emar, torif nafsho ba'apo, halman choti aziv aretz. V'ukal vaday la'avor kol minei averos sheba'olam. And a person in a state of kas could end up violating so many different averos. Im chamaso tivi ehu lahem. If his anger allows him to come to this, ki kvar ein lo mania acher ela kaso. Because we'll say, here's the problem. Under normal circumstances, most of us possess some type of internal system of checks and balances. Right? There are things that even if I would like to do it, I know that I'm not going to do it because it's not the right thing. But when there is kas, that entire system is totally upended. When there's kas, intellect is done, right? When there's kas, intellect is no longer part of the picture. And when intellect is no longer there, kedai l'achriv ol, a person could destroy a world in its entirety. That's the power of kas. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Yiras Hashem and we'll see. Of course, remember, when we speak about kas, it's important to understand, we're assuming that you're talking about a guy who's going to get, you know, nostril flaring, angry when something happens. But remember, we'll say, we're going to see there's another type of kas, and the other type of kas is a person who keeps anger on the inside. We'll say, there are plenty of people who, you know, you could encounter a person, and the person is very subdued externally, but they're seething with internal anger. There are people who are seething with internal anger because of frustration, because of unhappiness, because things didn't go their way. So we'll see that when we speak about the Balei Kas, and those people, just because they're not experiencing an external explosion, doesn't mean that they are not ripe for all the same mistakes of kas as a result of that internal anger that's mounting. So Meretz Hashem, we'll see the different levels of kas in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.